Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is an 11-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's been polling small business owners for almost 40 years now. His index of small business optimism is the gold standard on planet Earth for small business surveying and for understanding what small business owners are thinking. He's set so many baselines for small business that nobody else will ever come close to this. And he's here with the most recent survey. It's the and of course, as I mentioned before, he's professor of economics at Temple University and the chief economist at the NFIB. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Are we nudging? What are we doing? We're just lumbering along, treading water, keeping our head barely above water here, Bill. What are we doing?
Oh, you want to talk about the report? Oh,
yeah,
geez.
That thing.
I'm afraid
we have to.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, really didn't do anything. It went up 0.8 of a point, which is really nothing. It's still under 90, and the average long term before we went into recession was 100, and a good recovery we should be around 105. So we're like way off the mark. This is by tracking the index from the beginning of the recovery, which is July of 2009, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. This is the absolute worst recovery we've had in any recession since 1970, which is, of course, when we started collecting data.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. So it improved a little bit. There's a gentleman who works for Citigroup who was really excited about the report. I'm going to get him to help me write the next one. But he was mostly elated because it didn't go down.
Yeah.
So he kind of views it as reversing a negative trend, and there were little monthly declines up to that point.
The overall optimism index. Yeah.
But the gain just came basically from a less negative reports about expected business conditions 6 months from now and expected real sales growth over the next 3 months. But those are still heavily negative in recession territory. So we don't think sales are going to get better. And we think the economy will be worse. 38% said they think the economy will be worse 6 months from now than it is today. That's down from 41 in August, but that's a terrible number. So who's going to hire and who's going to order new inventory and who's going to, expand their business with that kind of a view of the economy? That's the problem.
I have, my first recession to be aware of was the one just before you started doing your survey in 69. And I actually, as I mentioned, I actually wrote a paper about that in college, the 69 recession. I also lost my job in 69, a part-time job that I had, and had to go get another one because of the recession of 69. But in my, so I've been through all these recessions. I've worked through all of these since then. And in my career, I've never seen more of a resistance to invest, a resistance to take chances, a resistance to do anything to grow a business. I've never seen more reluctance and resistance to that as there is right now.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Large and small companies.
The large companies. They're in pretty good shape financially. They've restructured their balance sheets. They very wisely have borrowed lots of cheap money because these are the cheapest interest rates we've seen, and they have the cash but they're waiting for a good, you know, place to use it. And
right.
You know, they're probably as pessimistic as the small business guys and gals are,
right,
as well. So, you know, with that kind of an outlook, you don't bet your money. You got to be more optimistic about the future.
That's the deal. There's still the uncertainty. You can still cut the uncertainty with a knife.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the details of Bill's survey, and we're going to talk about the hiring and sales and credit and that sort of thing. We're going to talk about the details. I'm also going to be able to talk to us a little bit about what he thinks it's going to take to turn this around. And when it turns around, what could that look like? And we'll do that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
It's just a fall of dust underneath my feet. It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the future life. Just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.